I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
We passed that.
When?
Just now.
We're it now.
Nightside on KSL, a limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey, streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Carey here with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. And boy, Alex.
What?
Have I got a story to share with you.
Hey, before we get into it, because I haven't heard, I don't know, you said you had some planned things. I'm excited about it.
I do. I have some planned things, yeah.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
Do you have that double vaccine energy going on right now?
Oh, yeah, man. I got I'm all vaccinated up.
Are you?
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something. Last week, I went to a social event. With no mask.
Nary a mask, huh?
Nary a mask. See, and I felt fine.
There's a couple of groups that I've seen. There's a few groups, okay? And ask yourself if you're a part of any one of these groups. I'm not saying it's bad or I reserve judgment for the privacy of my home or sometimes on this podcast. But I have people in my neighborhood who are like, not getting vaccinated and I'm not wearing a mask, okay? Then you have people in my neighborhood who are vaccinated and wearing masks. Okay, I don't. Now I fall in the group of the ones that you're in. That I've been double vaccinated. I got the two vaccines, and I'm 2 weeks out. So I feel pretty good about it. Now
you should feel good.
Our office requires masks still. Done. Fine.
Done.
Easy.
Target requires mask skill.
Done.
So yeah.
So and like sure, I went into Harmon's today, and it's a mask zone, right? It's like Smith said mask required, and this guy walked in and he powered his way through. And he was kind of giving me the whole sheeple thing when he walked in. And I just thought, this is not a public park. Like, this is a business that is just, they're doing their own thing. And they're inviting you in on this condition. If you want to flaunt it, you can also steal candy bars while they're not looking and walk out and go, I got away with it. I'm fine. You're like, it you just, could absolutely do that. But guess what?
Yeah.
These people are saying, for our business, a mask is required. Now, I'm not going to force people to do it. I'm not going to be the guy that enforces it. But what I'm saying is this, and I'm not going to be the guy who wears masks in groups
outside.
Hanging out and going, hey, everybody, I'm trying to send a message here. None of that. But like, if your congregation is asking you to put the mask on, I'm still just like, hey, man, you're kind of used to it. Let's just get through the end of this thing.
I'll tell you, Alex, it's I completely agree with that.
The non-vaccinated non-mask, I don't like that guy very much. And the vaccinated mask wear, I don't like that guy very much either. So,
you know, it's so frustrating that some people just want to watch the world burn. Some people, it's like they feel like vindictive. They're like, I want everyone to get sick because this is garbage.
My favorite thing is the
who
story.
Are you guys?
Yeah, my favorite thing is the story people have. Dude, my cousin in Wyoming, they've been going to church. They've never even stopped. No one wears a mask, and everybody's – I'm like, look, that's Wyoming. You know, like, whatever. It's fine. I know Idaho's been doing things differently than we have. I know down in Price, where they have, I assume, a K-12 schoolhouse still.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be different.
See, what they didn't tell you is it's the FLDS churches are there. They leave the F out.
Yeah. Oh,
that's because they're trying to make a point.
I don't understand why in the FLDS church, man.
I don't understand why people don't just go get vaccinated and be done with it. There's this weird, I want to watch the world burn element going on. Driving me crazy. But I'll tell you this. So we drove. This is not what I intended to talk about, but we can chat about it for a minute.
Because
I drove with my family to San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys drove?
Yeah, we drove. It was very interesting because we spent the night in Las Vegas and we drove through, and then on the way back, we drove straight through.
Where'd you stay in Vegas, bro?
The Wynn. No, the Encore, which is part of the Wynn.
Yeah. Are you guys rolling in the money?
We're millionaires. It's fine. We're millionaires. It's fine. It was very interesting because we saw how masks were handled in Salt Lake, Las Vegas, and San Diego,
right,
and all points in between.
Places, yes.
And it was really incredible.
Now, Orange County in California is different even than Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
Los Angeles is even wilder in terms of like the, you know, people walking around. They're on motorcycles with masks on.
Yeah.
Right?
So Las Vegas was very much like Salt Lake. Outside, no one's wearing masks, but inside, everyone's wearing masks. San Diego, though, about 3/4 of the people outside at any one time, or maybe 2/3 of the people outside at any one time, were wearing masks. Mm. It's crazy.
That is wild.
It was really wild. But, you know, everyone does their own thing in their own communities. But let me tell you this. Here's what I thought was amazing. So we're at the San Diego Zoo, right? And
they didn't have the pandas wearing masks, do they?
Actually, there are no pandas.
Oh, that's the only thing they're known for.
They've all been sent back to China. There are no pandas. This tour guy was telling us, he's like, there's one panda left. I think it's Washington, D.C., and that one they're getting ready to send back to. But so here's the.
It's a weird line. That's a weird line to draw in the sand of no imports from China stuff.
Well,
know?
China. What is their deal? No one knows right now. But so I go over to the bathroom. And, you know, the social distancing bathroom, too, so they got, like, stalls closed.
Yeah, sure.
And they were only allowing so many people into the bathroom at one time. But, you know, for guys, that's never a problem.
Yeah, that's true. We know how to. We social distance big time.
It was so weird because there were these two male security guards standing at the entrance for the women's bathroom, not letting anyone in. There was this enormous line.
What were they doing?
Women.
Counting numbers and then letting them in?
Yeah, yeah. They're only letting for every woman that came out, someone could go in. And there are these two guys out there control. And I thought, boy, this is just such an amazing picture because, of course, we know what they're doing. But the fact that they're men and they're restricting access to the women's bathroom was just a really funny image.
But on the flip side, it also feels a little bit VIP-ish. Like,
well,
you
that's
get
what
in,
happened.
Come on in,
I walk up there, and there's the door to the men's right next to the women's. And I walk up, and one of the security guards catches my eye. And he, like, lays palm up, rolls his hand out towards the door, like, here you are, sir. Here's your VIP bathroom.
You walk up, you go, hey, him. And he goes, all right, this way, sir. Right this way.
I know.
What are your pronouns? Stop. What are
crazy.
Your pronouns?
Because he, like, the way he gestured to the bathroom was like, here you are, sir. Here's your personal VIP entrance.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just because there weren't enough men.
But I did the Disney World thing, and we were all masked up. This is in Florida. We were 100% masked up the entire park time outside. And now that was just that's just one of the entry fees you have to pay to currently be at one of these places. So that's the way I look at it. It's just, that's what you're paying.
Well, and you know what? I mean, don't be a baby. I mean, look at all these snowflakes out there who can't wear their mask anymore in Targets. They just have this meltdown. They're a bunch of snowflakes. Just put your stupid mask in
but
the
business. But see,
get your stupid virus. I don't want to hear your snowflake excuse for not getting your vaccine.
I'm a large bearded man, now in my 40s, so I've got a little bit of silver in the beard. And I walk into these stores and I've got a mask on. And the funniest thing to me is when the moms in their early 30s are like, screw this, I'm not wearing a mask, and neither are the six of my kids I'm traveling along with me. I'm like, okay, if I'm doing it, I'm getting enough oxygen. I get it. But just do whatever the place says is their rule. Target said you don't need – if it said optional, I probably would not wear it. You know what I mean? My local Ace Hardware – there is a very local Ace Hardware, by the way, in Kaysville. Mm-hmm. And it says masks optional. And people are like walking in, like celebrating, you know? And I'm like, yeah, look, for me, I feel fine, you know?
Yep, it's fine.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's fine.
Go
ahead. That's the amazing thing is we're almost to the end. We're almost to the end. And right at the end, these snowflakes are losing it. It's like when you really have to pee really badly.
But I thought you were a snowflake.
You hold it together until you see the toilet. And then once you see the toilet, it's overwhelming. It's like, this is what's been happening to these people.
It's a weird analogy.
It's like we're near the end and they are just losing it.
They're peeing themselves.
They're like, they're going to that stupid school board meeting and protesting.
Oh, that was hilarious.
It's like they're losing their minds.
Did you see the guy who rolled up and was like challenging people? He's like, put on your mask and I'll spray your face with Raid and we'll see if it protects you. And people, some huge guy rolled up to the guy who had the Raid can and was like, you better get the fat out of here, bro, because I'm like, well, this is not happening. And the guy kind of was backed off, like suddenly became wasn't as big of a spokesperson for Raid. All right,
I got his end headlines.
What about, is that it, though? I thought you had something else.
Well, this is what I wanted to get to. I wasn't originally going to use this as a headline.
You know what? Great. If we're going to do it, there's the music. Go ahead, buddy.
Unky Ben submitted this as his end headline. And I thought,
it's probably tongue-in-cheek knowing Unky Ben, but I don't care.
But now that we just talked about my vacation the whole time, now I'm going to use it as his end headline. All right, so this happened in Italy. An Italian man is being investigated for fraud, extortion, and abuse of office. Here's what happened. He's a civil servant, and he was transferred to a hospital in the southern city of Catanzaro in 2005, and apparently he just didn't like the job. So he stopped going, okay? He just stopped going to work. Now, his supervisor at the time was going to write him up, and he threatened him. He said, hey, man, if you write him up, threaten him. So the supervisor was like, I'm about to retire. This isn't worth it. So he just drops it. He's like, I'm just going to let the next guy deal with it. So he retires. The next guy wasn't even aware that this dude wasn't showing up. It's been 15 years since this man went to work. And he still continued to take full pay. And the new supervisor that replaced the retiree just didn't know the situation and never followed
Where
up on
this?
It.
Where was this? Germany?
Can you believe that?
This
is Germany? In Italy. Can you believe that?
I can believe people stealing money, yeah.
538,000 euros.
Is that how much
he's
stole? We're saying stole
yeah,
now,
stole,
right?
Yes, I said
earned.
Earned
is,
not, he didn't
earned
earn
is a very loose.
Wow. Can you believe that?
I can. You know, you think about people who... When their mom dies, they stick them in a freezer out in Tooele to keep
and keep taking
cashing those Social Security checks. So the answer is yes, I can believe this. But now I feel better about life. I feel a lot better about myself. I'm glad we did this.
This is why I like to watch the show Hoarders.
Yeah, your life is not nearly as bad.
I look at that and think, okay, my house isn't pristine, but I'm doing better than this.
If this is the pool of reflection that you. Stare into, you're doing fine.
Yeah, yeah. You know and I mean? So it's the same thing. You know what? I know that I'm not setting world records as an employee,
right.
But I'm doing better than this guy.
All right. Hey, Millard, we're back on it again now that you're back from San Diego. And so we're going to be, we're committing to more and more episodes as the summer starts to take off.
It's going to be a great summer.
Warmer weather means Ethan's equipment is unfreezing and it's just great. So
now that
we're getting into May. All right. For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. Download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Our next podcast, we will discuss our amazing appearances on the Cold Podcast. I'll play even some audio.
Yeah.
From our very, very good lines that we had. So until next time, this is the Nightside Project. Alex Keery, Ethan Millard. We'll see you next time, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.